now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA. It's Talk of the Town. Today is Prescott Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by A&E Reprographics, Augie's Restaurant, Barrett Propane, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec V Center, House Chilson and Associates, Olson's for Healthy Animals, Prescott Brewing Company, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, and Yavapai Regional Medical Center. Now live from the studios of KQNA, here's your host for today's show, the director of the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Sherry Heine.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. It's Prescott Chamber Day, Robert.
Yes, it is. Good afternoon, Sherry, and everyone out there in Radio Land.
Yes, and we're excited. We have some great guests with us today. We have our friends from TC Carpet Care, Chow Time, Yavapai County Jeep Posse, and, of course, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
With spring approaching and a wish to return to your normal routine, remember Augie's, the place to dine on Highway 69. Augie's Happy Hour with all the great appetizers will make you feel so good. With salads, steaks, and seafoods, and hearty home-cooked comfort food, there's something for everyone to love at Augie's. You'll love the easy, plentiful parking and staff that will remember you and your favorites. For reservations, call 777-0330 and online at augiesprescott.com. Augie's, the place to dine on Highway 69.
This is Steve Sishka with Olson's for Healthy Wild Birds. 80 years ago or so, a feed mill was built in Chino Valley to process soybeans, pinto beans, and make feed mixes for the local dairies that were numerous in this area at the time. Those dairies are long gone, but the feed mill, now owned and cared for by the folks at Olson's for Healthy Animals for the last 42 years, is still going strong. We still make our own custom feed mixes that are known for their freshness and quality, and back in the mid-1980s, we added a wild bird mix. Over the years, we expanded our bird line to also include a no-waste mix and an economy mix. The beauty of these products is that they are high quality, extremely fresh, very reasonable, and still made lovingly by locals. The black sunflowers and millet are sourced directly from independent farms in southwest Colorado, specifically Dove Creek and Cortez, while other ingredients are stored and cleaned by us right in Chino Valley. Come check out Olson's tried and true wild bird mixes. After all, good enough just isn't in Chino, Prescott, Dewey Humboldt, Flagstaff, and Clarkdale.
At Batteries Plus, we power family road trips. We power bedtime stories. We power our local hospitals. We power connections with friends. We do more than replace batteries and fix phones and tablets. We help our neighbors power their lives. How powerful is that? Visit Batteries Plus in-store, curbside, and online to save on boat, RV, and motorcycle batteries. For offer details and limitations, visit batteriesplus.com.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Cottonwood and the Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit CottonwoodAZ.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba dabba doo.
You're You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Well, welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, and today is Prescott Chamber Day.
Today is Prescott Day, Sherry, but every day is Prescott Chamber Day.
It is, and we just love it. Well, you're here to introduce our very first guest, and we've had a lot of fun with our guests.
We've had a lot of fun so far today.
Yeah.
Good afternoon, everyone. This is Robert Coombs from the Prescott Chamber, and our first guest is Tomas Contreras from TC Carpet Care. Tomas, welcome to the show.
Hey, everybody. Thanks for having me today.
Was my accent okay?
It's really good. Tom Contreras works great.
There you go.
So now you get the TC Carpet Care in there.
There you go.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Tomas.
I'm a U.S. Army vet, 8.5 years, traveled the world. I was originally from Madison, Wisconsin. Moved to Prescott from Tokyo, Japan.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
I didn't think they had carpets there.
You know, we cleaned up different things when I was there. The last thing I did in Japan, I worked in the nuclear disaster. I was a first responder for the Fukushima Daiichi incident. Spent about 3 months working in recovery areas in the surrounding areas of Sendai, Japan, Ishinomaki, and, of course, the Fukushima area.
Wow. That is very impressive.
Worldwide
and thank
guest.
You for your service, too.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Well, tell us a little bit about TC Carpet Care.
Well, TC Carpet Care was the original TC Carpet Care is from Madison, Wisconsin. My mom and dad started it when I was about 4 years old. My sisters currently run it out there. It's running really strong. My wife and I spent three years after I moved here from Tokyo. We went to Madison to help my family out. My dad developed a heart issue. So it kept the business going. We kept it running strong, and we transitioned it over to my sisters. And then we decided to come back because, guess what? This is paradise, and why leave paradise once you find it?
Absolutely.
So we came back, and we toiled around in different jobs for a while and decided, why not do what we do best? And that's floor care. I originally got my first license with cleaning, my first certification when I was 13 years old. And that was a carpet cleaning technician. From there, I loved it. I honestly fell in love. I do water damage restoration. I do tile and grout. Anything that has to do with your floor, I love it. I love the satisfaction of getting to see carpets change color, the tile change color, and bringing life back to a building.
So how long have you been open then?
We opened here, believe it or not, on August 13th. Of last year, mm-hmm. and right in the middle of the pandemic, right at the height of the pandemic, I lost my job because of the pandemic, and we were struggling a little bit, so we decided, why not? We shot for the moon, purchased our equipment, and the knowledge was already there, and the skills. I had, like I said, all my life working in carpet care. Contacted a couple friends of mine from back in Wisconsin that were techs that I've known for over 10 years, and got one of my friends over here, and we're doing it as a team.
Wonderful. Well, congratulations, and welcome to Prescott again. And it is everybody's hometown, and, you know, I won't judge you because you're from Wisconsin and I came from Michigan, but...
Cheesehead. All day long, cheesehead. I see a lot of Packer stickers out there. I appreciate that.
Absolutely. Well, so tell us a little bit about your services. You know, you spoke a little bit about it, but, you know, what has you stand alone or stand apart from?
Well, one of the unique things is I bring a lot of experience. My parents' company, like I said, has been going over 25 years in Madison, Wisconsin. They hold over 87% of the student housing out there. So I've dealt with everything under the sun that you can imagine. I mean, I've dealt with apartments with 2 tons of sand in them. I have certifications for biohazard. I've dealt with small little blood spots to full-blown out drug labs. I've taken care of, I know fentanyl has become a big problem out here, and that's something that is a very unique certification to have, and we currently hold it at TC Carpet Care. I don't know how many people do. But along with that experience is we do come from a very old-school way of thinking where we picked up the old traits, the old toolbox from the past generation. I'm a second-generation carpet cleaner. My technician, Jermaine, is as well. And we do very unique. We dye carpet. It's a very forgotten skill. You know, we repair carpets. Instead of having to replace a whole room, we can come in and actually save that room, repair the carpet, and make it seem like it's not there. Bleach spots, forget about it. We make them disappear, and you'll never see them again.
Wow. I could have used you several years ago. I was standing on a ladder painting, and I fell. And the paint just it went all over the whole carpet and everything. And we didn't have a service like that, so... That's pretty cool.
Well, we love it. All our equipment is enclosed in our vehicle, so all we bring into the homes is hoses, so you don't have a lot of noise. You don't have a lot of equipment dragging through your house. All my technicians wear booties. We wear masks. We take care of our customers. Our overall goal is the goal of our customer. It's not necessarily just to have clean floors, but to make the overall feel of the environment that much better.
And you're a new chamber member as well.
That's right.
We got you on board, and I know that what was really fun is we're still doing some of our networking events virtually, and one of the things that we realized with that particular pivot is you actually could be part of the networking group, but you were on the job as well. You were able to take a few minutes and promote yourself and network, but you were still right there working away.
Oh, yeah. Being on the ground, boots on the ground with my guys is my favorite thing to do. My team will always tell you I'm always right there next to them. I'm the first one to raise my hand to clean the dirtiest toilet. I love it, you know? I love motivating the group to move forward. And being part of the chamber is amazing. You know, we have this raffle going on, $10 a ticket for a new car. TC Carpet Care is going to be buying a bunch of tickets, and we're going to be pushing that on to our customers. If you get your carpet clean, you'll be getting a raffle ticket as well.
Oh, wonderful. That's great.
Promotion right on
cool.
The area.
That's awesome. Cool. Well, thank you. And all that goes to the courthouse lighting, too, which has been pretty cool. So you've kind of already talked about what's rewarding, the most rewarding aspect of your work. But, you know, let's dive in a little deeper on that because, you know, what I love about your story is that you identify yourself as, you know, second generation and bringing back some of the different techniques of carpet cleaning. So let's talk about that a little bit more.
Definitely. One of the best assets I had is my dad started carpet cleaning when I was 4 years old, and I can remember it to the day, going in there, getting to see the equipment. My dad started in a small company, so he learned how to service all the equipment, and I was there right by his side a lot of times on the weekends, you know, taking apart the oil filters, changing the oil in the machines, cleaning the filters. So I picked up a lot of the maintenance to be able to take care of my equipment and make sure that it's peak performance, and that's what I enjoy about it. I like the challenge of making my equipment work better for me, mm-hmm. getting to learn the chemistry of how to take out stains, not just brute forcing it. Because that damages other things in the carpet, and it's a whole learning process. It's chemistry class, it's math class, it's so many things all put together. It's a passion to me, it really is, and it really is. It's secondary, believe it or not. It's a means. Having my business and having it to be a passion is an addition to the means, but it's a means for us to be able to help our community. Right now, we're currently working on a lot of projects with, for instance, CCJ. We're working with the Youth Hockey Association as well, the Youth Hockey Association here in town. And we love giving back. We give back on Veterans Day. We give 10% off to all our veterans out there. You know, I'm a veteran myself. I understand. And we always love to give back, you know. I have customers sometimes, hey, I really want this done, but I have to wait a month because I don't have enough. You know what? Don't worry about it. We're gonna take care of you right now, and next time when you have it, we'll take care of you then. You like our job, you'll keep us as your carpet cleaner and floor cleaners.
Wonderful. And you also do residential and commercial.
Yes, we do residential, commercial, and like I said, we do everything under the sun when it comes to floor and carpet, brick, stone, travertine, saltillo. We do strip and wax, and we've done it for many, many years. So our experience is second to none. We handle just about every type of flooring aspect that you can imagine, whether it be the most specialized, like ESD flooring, which is electrostatic discharge flooring, down to the most basic, whether if you just need somebody to come vacuum for you, we're here for you.
Oh, that's wonderful. Well, to our listeners, we have Tom from TC Carpet Care, and he is going to give us his contact information. and because we're, I think we're starting to run out of time.
All right. That's Tom, T.C. Carpet Care, and our phone number is 928-550-8900. That's 550-8900.
Wonderful. Well, welcome to the Chamber family. We like to have a lot of fun, and we like to create commerce, so we appreciate you being a part of that family. And we thank you for your service, and we wish you the best of luck.
Thank you so much, and I look forward to servicing all your floors and being part of the Chamber.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQ&A.com. We will be right back.
This year, we celebrate St. Patty's Day along with Prescott Brewing Company's 27th anniversary here in downtown Prescott. Come on in and have an early bird St. Patty's Day platter of corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, and carrots on Monday, March 15th. That's a couple of days early as we also release our once-a-year batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale, served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. We only brew it once a year, so get it while you can. At Prescott Brewing Company, see you then on Monday, March 15th.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
You have probably heard that all good things take time, but at A&E Reaper Graphics, we deliver great printing now, with same-day and next-day services available for so many of your marketing or personal printing needs. Don't wait a week for your print signs and custom designs. Stop by one of our three great locations, visit us online, or call 442-9116. Even Amazon can't offer that prime of a service. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we're proud to be your one-stop print shop.
Allstate now has deeper savings, and deeper savings require deep thoughts and a deep voice, like mine. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise, and save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent for a quote today. As someone once said, saving today is money tomorrow. That's deep.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. It's Prescott Chamber Day. And Robert, we have another great guest.
Thank you, Sherry. And good afternoon, everyone. Our next guest is from Chow Time, Anna Hammerly. I get that right?
Hammerly.
Welcome to the show, Anna.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me here. I'm so excited.
You're welcome. We're glad to have you, and as a new chamber member, too.
Absolutely.
Yep. Tell us a little bit about yourself, Anna, before we dive into what Chow Town Time is all about. I always want to say Chow Town. I don't know why, but it's Chow Time.
Yes. Well, my name is Anna Hammerly. I live and work locally here in Prescott. I'm a nurse by profession, and I'm the owner of Chow Time. We're a local food delivery service where we deliver your favorite local eats to your door on time and on your schedule.
Wow, that must be I can't wait to hear the story on how you started for this, because you mentioned you're a nurse.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. So a little bit more about your background. You lived here. You are a nurse, but you started this business.
Yes, ma'am.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. So how did you come up with this?
Well, as we all know, the need for delivery continues to rise thanks to our busy schedules and increased need for convenience, and most recently the pandemic, which has affected a lot of our restaurants. Most of them work at half capacity.
And they've done very well with that since the beginning of this. And I kind of think that you guys are going to do even better after.
Well, it has. The need for delivery has increased tremendously since COVID, yes. But how it came to be, if I can just give a little bit of t- touch on the delivery market segment briefly. Right now, Prescott's delivery market is largely covered by DoorDash, Postmates, Grubhub, and Uber Eats, corporate giants whose business platforms leave much to be desired. These companies siphon money from our local businesses, many of which have been sorely hurt by COVID-19. Their call centers are outside of the United States. Outsourcing doesn't just pose an ethical issue, but it creates much frustration to the person who has a customer service representative on the line and they cannot understand their English.
Mm-hmm.
As one restaurant owner put it, I can't understand what they're saying. It's very frustrating. These companies are based in San Francisco and Chicago. They conduct their business from out of state, and this precludes them from prioritizing service. I love Prescott in Northern Arizona. As I mentioned, I'm a nurse who lives and works here. I noticed the need for a better delivery solution, and hence Chow Time.
And especially local.
Yes.
I think that's super.
People love us.
Yeah.
They love the idea that we're local, and they really want to support us.
So how does it work? Do we call the restaurant, and they partner with you, or do we call you, and you partner with the restaurant? What does that look like for our listeners?
Yes, of course. We have a website. Everything is done through the website. It is chowtimedelivery.com. That's where people will go and find all the restaurants that we deliver from. They will select their restaurant, select their items. They'll order, pay for it, and then we'll deliver it for them.
Wonderful. And are you just in the Prescott area right now? Have you, or is it quite just Prescott?
We deliver to all of Prescott, Prescott Valley,
okay.
and Dewey,
okay.
and we will be expanding to Chino Valley next month.
Okay, so the Quad Cities.
Mm-hmm.
Very good. That's what I wasn't sure, so I wanted to make mm-hmm. sure for our listeners.
And this is we also deliver to Williamson Valley and even to Talking Rock. We have a lot of people who say, yeah, deliver to Prescott, but do you deliver there?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we do.
Well, it's not so far out anymore, it seems like.
Right, and but nobody else does.
Right,
yeah.
right.
So we're very happy
That's
to be able
wonderful.
To
Wonderful.
That's good news for me because I live out there.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. And you're right. There is absolutely no delivery service available. So,
mm-hmm. But at Chow Time, our hallmark is customer service. All of our drivers are formally trained. They're always in uniform. They're professional, friendly, courteous. They use tamper-proof seals on the food for added peace of mind and security. And all of our food is transported in thermal bags to preserve, maintain temperature as long as possible.
Wonderful. And how long have you been open?
We opened in January.
Okay.
Just about 2 months now.
Okay, great. Well, I just think this is wonderful, and it just is great to see, businesses start up even through a pandemic, because I think you're right, there is quite a need for it. And for our listeners, if you want to give your contact information again so that we can know exactly how to connect with you.
Of course. It is Chow Time Delivery. That's C-H-O-W delivery.com. And you can also download our app, which is Chow Time Delivery Service. It's available for both iPhones and Androids.
Wonderful. So tell us, are you going to plan to get involved with the community?
Yes, absolutely. We already are starting to be involved with the community. We have set up a roundup program where customers can choose to round up their bill to the nearest dollar. And this money is going to go to U.S. Vets, which is a local charity helping homeless veterans. When we launch our grocery and prescription delivery platforms, which I hope to do in the next couple of months, we will look for ways to make these deliveries available to people in financial distress. But I hope with time that we become an integral part of our community and find ways to give back.
I love the idea that you're going to add the grocery and prescription
yes.
piece as well. I think
yes.
that's fabulous. And so that's the next few months?
I really hope to be able to do that, yes.
Perfect. Very good. So what's the most rewarding aspect of this work?
people love us. When we do delivery, we see the smile on a customer's faces when they receive the perfect delivery experience. That is really rewarding.
Absolutely. Well, again, so for those listeners that may be just joining us, we're with Anna. She's with Chow Time Delivery, and she is here to tell us all about the new delivery service here in the almost Quad City area.
Yes.
And we appreciate all of that. And so why don't you go ahead and just highlight anything else that you want to share for our listeners?
To all of our listeners, if you already use delivery, will you please give us a chance and help to not only support us, but our local businesses as well. If you do not use delivery, which I understand it's not for everyone, will you kindly consider helping us spread the word and tell your family, friends, and neighbors about us? It would really mean the world to us.
You know, it would be kind of interesting in for Chowtown or for somebody that's out there that, like you just said, that doesn't really use delivery. I'm kind of one of those. Mm-hmm. I just kind of like to go out there and do it myself. But mm-hmm. If I had to, I would certainly contact Chowtown Time.
See, I almost did it again. Chowtown.
But, you know, as a like a gift to like your neighbor, like you have an inbound neighbor that can't get out, or right. Be kind of fun to send them mm-hmm. a gift from maybe the grocery store.
Yes.
Or some other kind of whatever. You know, a goodie from one of the bakeries, things like that, mm-hmm. to your neighbor.
Yes.
So I'm going to look into that. I think that's kind of cool.
That's a great idea. Well, you know, there's a lot of reasons why someone might need a delivery service mm-hmm. for food or, you know, an oncoming of the groceries mm-hmm. and prescription. But, you know, sometimes you're not feeling well and you can't get out mm-hmm. or, you know, you can't get out.
Right.
For whatever.
Well, for me, it's the local factor. When you, it's like, you know, like you said, the conglomerates that are out there. It's like, man, I would rather support somebody like Chow Time because you're local. You're right in this area. You're not anywhere else. So it's like we're
exactly.
keeping our dollars into this area instead of pumping it out somewhere else.
And that is it. Because
that you don't even know where it's going.
Because we're local, we support local.
That's, mm-hmm. I like that part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a great fit for this area, too. And I just love you're already looking to expand. You've only been open 2 months. You're serving the Prescott Valley and Dewey area, but now you're looking at Chino Valley and then other services as well. So that's amazing. And so, again, I'm just, you know, you're a nurse by trade. And probably heard from your patients this need, too. Yes. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, we all know DoorDash and Grubhub. They're very active here and really everywhere. That's just all that there has been for a long time. I just saw the need for better service. You know, this is Prescott. This mm-hmm. is our town. We mm-hmm. deserve better.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's how.
Well, I think that's kind of name recognition with some of the other ones. I think once you get Chow Time out there, you know, in people's heads and getting them talking about it, you're going to be one of those too. So once they try it, they're going to be back.
Mm-hmm. We hope so. We already have a lot of repeat customers. They really, really love us. They really do.
Wonderful. Can you give us an idea, a teaser on some of the restaurants that you serve?
Of course. We have a lot of our local downtown restaurants. We have Carmela's, Gurley Street Grill. We have Murphy's, The Office, Raven Cafe, Taj Mahal, Rosa's Pizza. This is the Grumpy Sicilian. This is all the downtown restaurants. And then we have some chain restaurants,
sure,
Chili's,
mm-hmm.
Texas
yep.
Roadhouse,
right.
We deliver from.
Great, and what about in some of the other areas too?
Chino Valley, we haven't added any restaurants yet there. That's going to happen in the next few weeks. In Prescott Valley, we have Casa Perez, Guido's Pizza, Beijing 2. Those are the Culver's. They're just a few that come to mind.
Right, absolutely. Well, I know I put you on the spot, but I also wanted to, you know, it's close to dinner time.
Right. Yes, we're ready.
We're here on the radio, and maybe someone is thinking about, you know, they might be able to call on Chow Time to help do a delivery before they get home.
We would be happy to provide that service.
There you go. And again, if you want to share with our listeners how they can connect with you, that would be great.
Absolutely. The best way to do this is on our website, which is chowtimedelivery.com, or download our app, Chow Time Delivery Service.
Wonderful. And there's no phone number or anything to call?
We do have a phone number, yes. It is 928-298-2202.
Wonderful. Well, we have just a couple more minutes, so if there's one last thing you want to say to our listeners, please feel free.
As I already said, if you use delivery, please give us a chance and let us impress you. If you do not use delivery, help us to spread the word about us. Tell your friends, neighbors, coworkers. We would really appreciate it.
Wonderful. And then in a couple months, you're going to be adding a few more services?
Yes, grocery delivery and prescription delivery.
Wonderful. For the whole Quad City area, what more can you ask for in this area is having someone local providing a local service to support our local businesses. That is the Chamber of Commerce mm-hmm. at its best and a business at its best. Anna, we're so proud of you. We're thankful that you joined the Chamber. We can't wait to toot your horn and help you with all of this, with your venture. Just opening up in January, already expanding services. That's a great thing to be able to share with our listeners today.
Thank you so much.
I
appreciate you.
Absolutely. We appreciate you. And I just want to, you know, if any of you are looking to order some food, Chow Time is your place to go. And Anna, one more time on that contact information.
ChowTimeDelivery.com or download our app, Chow Time Delivery Service.
Wonderful. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be right back.
This is Bob Bean of Affinity RV Service Sales and Rentals, and we're proud to have been chosen one of the top 50 RV dealerships in North America. We're located at Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and online at Affinity RV.
Affinity RV.
This isn't Bedrock, it's Putting to Red Rocks, where Verde Links goes to Sedona every day, known for New Age travelers, not Stone Age travelers.
Rudy, it's an enlightened journey with Cottonwood Area Transit routes through Clarkdale, Verde Village, and from 26 locations in Cottonwood.
Don't forget our connectors to Camp Verde and Greyhound through Yavapai Nation Transit.
I'm heading to a vortex adventure on the Verde Links to Sedona.
Let's go.
Visit cottonwoodaz.gov for Cottonwood Area Transit.
Yabba-dabba-doo.
Membership in the Prescott Chamber of Commerce is good for your business. As a member, your business will be listed on the Prescott Chamber website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
Cliff Castle Casino is bringing more excitement to the floor with the $500,000 Zoom Ball Giveaway. Saturdays in March and April from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. every hour, two lucky guests will have a chance to play Zoom Ball. It's easy. Get six orange balls and you'll win $500,000. Start earning entries now for your chance to win and zoom in every Saturday in March and April for the $500,000 Zoom Ball Giveaway. Cliff Castle Casino Hotel, closer to it all. Must be 21 and a Players Club member to participate. See Players Club for details.
The Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A.
Time now for a look at your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV.
It's not known what caused a couple of brush fires at Montezuma Well near Lake Montezuma.
Copper Canyon Fire and Medical Authority crews responded to contain a fire that was about a quarter of an acre in size on Monday. This was the second fire in that area in several days. Authority officials say APS workers checked power lines and a transformer near the two fires that started behind the bathrooms at the Montezuma Well picnic area. It had been open with COVID-19 restrictions, but will now be closed for several days. With gusty winds hitting the area, fire officials reminding residents to be careful with burning and follow regulations. If you need a permit for welding, grinding, or other similar activities, contact your local fire district for permit information. I'm Gregory Scott reporting.
Lead Prescott Police Officer Sean Hilton has received a special honor.
On March 2nd, the Prescott Elks Lodge honored Hilton with their Officer of the Year Award for 2020. He was nominated for the work he has done over the last year as the training and recruiting officer for the department. During the pandemic, Hilton has been responsible for maintaining connection with the community. He successfully hosted several Facebook Live videos aimed at the youth of the community. Hilton has also been the driving force behind the Shop with a Cop event. Last year, Christmas was brought to 65 children who otherwise may not have had one. Interim Prescott Police Chief Amy Bonnie presented the award to Hilton yesterday since he wasn't able to attend the Elks Lodge ceremony. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQNA weather. Those winds sticking around overnight tonight with a chance of showers in the forecast. Chance of showers again tomorrow. Looks like it's going to be sticking around in the forecast into Saturday. Expect a low of 27 tonight in the Prescott Quad Cities with a high tomorrow 44. Friday, high of 40. 35 the low tonight for Cottonwood with a high tomorrow 52. Friday, high of 48. That was a look at your news and weather brought to you by Affinity RV. I'm Lindsay Draper for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQNA.
Barrett Propane, the name you trust. We want you to stay comfortable with us. Over the years, we've taken pride in serving you. Locally owned, we're neighbors too. Serving the community is what we do. Barrett Propane, the name that's tried and true. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
It's just our nature. As people, we want to connect with one another and with our communities. And that outreach is important because human connections produce enthusiasm, optimism, and something else, healing. That's why Dignity Health has connected with Yavapai Regional Medical Center, creating a new healthcare partnership. And what does Dignity Health bring to this relationship? Something special that we call human kindness. That word, human kindness, is a perfect articulation of how we, together with YRMC, harness the healing power of human connections with the compassionate approach of innovative medicine. That's because we believe that what this partnership has to offer is much more than just healthcare. It's a sense of humanity. There's no denying it. Human kindness is powerful medicine. And now there's more of it for you in the Dignity Health YRMC Connection. To learn more, visit us at dignityhealthyrmc.org. Hello, human kindness.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today is Prescott Chamber Day.
Today is Prescott Chamber Day, and every day is Prescott Chamber Day.
And wow, we've had some great guests. Don't you love hearing the stories about how people want to start their business? Both of our previous guests just recently started their own businesses here in the Prescott area.
I do love the stories behind all our businesses in this area, and there's some really cool ones out there, and we've had a few today.
We have, and I think you're all going to enjoy our next guest, and I'll let Robert introduce him.
Thank you, Sherry, and good afternoon, everyone. Our next guest is Stephen Clark. He is the first lieutenant. We feel honored now. From Yavapai Jeep Posse. Welcome to the show, Stephen.
Good afternoon, Robert. Thanks for having me along.
I love it when people call me Robert. So you could tell that he's from somewhere else originally. But Stephen, do tell us a little bit about your family history and how you got here before we dive into the Yavapai County Jeep Posse.
Well, I'll give you the abridged version now. I am originally from Scotland, born and raised there, spent most of my life there. I was in the fire department. I was a fireman with Strathclyde Fire Brigade.
Wow.
And I served 20 years there before I busted my knee and I had to retire. And I came to America in 1996, and I've been all over the place. I lived in Ohio and Missouri and California, and now I call Prescott my hometown. But then it's everybody's hometown, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
That's, and it's very similar to my where I grew up. My hometown in Scotland is Ayr. And right next door to Ayr is the town of Prestwick. And they're very similar in size to Prescott and Prescott Valley. So,
So you kind of feel at home a little bit.
Well, very much so. As I say, I grew up in a small town, so coming here was wonderful. Mm-hmm. I love it here.
Mm-hmm.
I absolutely love it. It's a beautiful place.
I know one of our members I just saw online today is an event coming up for St. Patrick's Day, which is on the 17th. And one of the things there they said was if you wear a kilt to the Founding Fathers pub, you know, here a couple days, you get a free beer or something. So I'm sure you have a kilt.
I do have a kilt, but I mean, trying to entice a Scotsman with beer, I mean, that will never work.
I just had to throw that out.
I know,
there.
And we'd be with those Irish people.
I know, that would be me.
Now, quick question. How long have you actually been in the Prescott area then? How long?
About 18 months.
Okay, great.
About 18 months.
Good.
So still finding our feet to some extent, but we love it.
Yeah, absolutely. So how does one who's been here 18 months become the first lieutenant of our wonderful Yavapai County Jeep Posse? How does that work?
They told me it was an honor.
Go to that meeting? Is that
it just meant more work and even less money. So.
Now, do you have to have a Jeep?
No, you don't. In fact, the Jeep Posse, when it was originally founded, it was Jeeps. It was a bunch of ex-military guys, ex-vets they bought surplus Jeeps from the Army and they formed a Jeep Posse back in 1952, would you believe? So we're almost 70 years old. Nowadays, we have a variety of vehicles, mainly Jeeps, but we have other vehicles there. And you don't even have to have a four-wheel drive vehicle. As long as you can get to our rendezvous points just in your everyday vehicle, you can turn up in your Toyota Prius, we can still use people. We always have teams of two. We have a driver and an observer. The observer role, they fill out log sheets, they operate the radios, in addition to observing, of course. So we can find a place for everyone within the Jeep Posse. So.
Well, that's very interesting. Mm-hmm. I know we kind of jumped the gun because I had to ask that tricky question, but let's talk a little bit about what exactly the services are. What exactly does the Yavapai County Jeep Posse do? I mean, I know I have a little bit of idea, but some of our listeners might be new to the area, or they may not quite understand. And what we always learn in these conversations is that you probably do more than what we thought.
Yeah, maybe so. I like to think the Jeep Posse kind of wears two hats. We wear the Jeep Posse hat where we go into functions. Here in the community, we do things like the 4th of July parade, Veterans Day parade. We'll participate in those, but we also offer, we've been called upon to do traffic control at those events. We participate in the Man Horse Race, which is a great event. We provide safety for that event, and we provide marshals for the control points. So we do get involved in the community. We do the Santa stocking stuffer. That's not easy to say.
One more time.
Especially with an accent.
So we do get involved in community events. But then under our other guise, our other hat, is we become part of the Sheriff's Auxiliary Unit. and we operate at the behest of the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. And that's when we get into our more serious duties. We do search and rescue. We do fire evacuations. That's a very important one in this area, and we're coming into fire season. There are upwards of 25 youth camps in and around the Prescott area that we'd be responsible for evacuating in the event of a fire. Just last year we had the horse fire up in the Crown King area, and we conducted an evacuation up there. Initially we went round, we warned people that the potential for an evacuation existed, and then we went back around and we told them, okay, there's an evacuation order in force, you need to leave. But then after they leave, we provide security. We man roadblocks 24/7 if necessary for the duration of the fire, to provide security for those now empty houses, and also to prevent people going in. Now, that particular fire happened just at the start of hunting season, and we had a lot of very disappointed hunters coming in there going, this is my favourite spot, you know, and it's like, trust me, the animals have all run away. But, you know, you get people, you get the curious that want to get a better view of the fire, that want to come in and maybe now put themselves in danger and put the rescue teams in danger having to go in and find them. So we provide that kind of service. We do snow escorts. Last year the sheriff asked us, I don't think we actually did it, but it came up that we would deliver water to drivers stranded on the 17 freeway. I guess a couple of times last season, the fires or collisions, and you know the 17 can get bogged down very quickly.
Yes.
Now you've got a ton of cars sitting there in 95 degree heat, and you've got one bottle of water between four people.
Right.
So they provided us water, we have it at our posse house, and we're ready to load up and head down the 17 and deliver water to drivers. So that's services that people maybe don't consider that we do.
Absolutely. Yeah, there's a lot of things that you've mentioned already that I did not realize.
We also do park patrol at Pioneer Park every day, 365 days a year. We're out there patrolling the park. We check for usage. We see who's using the park, make sure everybody's safe, make sure there's no damage or illicit campsites. We have found those at times, and we clean them up, and we just help keep the park safe and you know, there for the public to use. So,
wow, I'm just so impressed. I had no idea. What I can recall is I see a lot of you on social media, like especially when we get lots of snow to help get people out, or maybe someone gets stuck or needs to get transported to need to go to the hospital or something.
Yes, actually, your last guest, Anna, she was a nurse, and she told me while we were waiting for her to go on air that we had gone out and taken her to work and delivered her safely back home again. So we did do that, and we did, over 3 days, we did, I believe, about 260 missions. We worked about 270 man-hours and did, I think, an accumulative 1,600 miles. And that turned into, it would be remiss of me not to mention the Yavapai County Search and Rescue Team. Their members came out as well and assisted us. So it turned into a joint operation. They helped with the dispatch, and they helped with taking those essential workers to and from work. Mm-hmm. And that's a real fun opportunity, because you're really getting a chance to interact with the people that we want to serve, you know, picking those people up and taking them to work. And it's a real fun thing to do.
Absolutely. Now, okay, so there's a lot going on here. You'd like to get involved with the community and help with security and all those great things. You're really just a bunch of great guys, guys and gals, probably a great club, group, that's here to just help serve the community to make it a safer and a more robust place to live and play.
Mm-hmm. And very much first responders.
Oh, we are.
Yeah, with quite a few different groups that you talked about.
We have a great bunch. We have a very diverse bunch. I think the one thing that unites us is we just have a heart to serve. I mean, that's what volunteers do. We have a heart to serve our community, to go out there and make a difference. And myself, as I say, my background was a fire service, and we do have several retired firefighters. We have several retired law enforcement, but we have a retired airline pilot. We have a retired judge. We have people from the business world. We have people come from all walks of life that had no particular experience in helping people in this fashion. But we offer all sorts of training. We train them on search techniques, tracking techniques, radio usage, land navigation. We do all of that. We get them up to speed, and we go out and perform these functions. So people that have never had a background in that have still come along to the posse and become valuable members. And indeed, a lot of our members, we've got members in there that have been with the posse 10, 15 years. So it really is a great bunch. That, as I say, they're very diverse, but that's the main thing, is this just a willingness to serve their community.
So we're on this radio. We've got a lot of listeners out here. What's your need from us? How can we help you help all of us?
I guess for us, the first thing I would say, if you do decide to venture out and go on a hike or go off-road, is please take the appropriate equipment. Take plenty of water. Let people know where you're going. So many people, they go, oh, it's a nice day, let's go. They go off out, they hardly have any supplies with them, very little water. Some of them go in flip-flops. It just doesn't make any sense. So that would be the first thing. If you do go out there, please be prepared, and then maybe we won't have to come and get you. That would be the first thing. I think if people visit us, they can go on our Facebook page, which is just Yavapai County Jeep Posse, or better still, they can visit our website, ycjp.org, and they can see the kind of things that we do. There is an opportunity there for people if they wish to donate. There's also an opportunity on the website for those who might be interested in joining the posse. If that's the case, get in touch with us. We'll sit down with you. We'll explain everything that you need to do and what kind of commitment we expect from you and how we will serve you and will train you and get you up to speed so that you can be part of the posse. And people do come along, and once we sit down and tell them everything that's involved, it's maybe not for them.
Right.
And that's okay. We don't mind. You know, it's not for everybody. There's other volunteer opportunities.
Absolutely.
But if you come along and you express an interest in the posse, and we'll sit down with you, we'll explain everything to you, and we'll tell you what we need from you, and then we can go from there if you're still interested.
Perfect. Well, thank you for joining the Prescott Chamber and being on our show today. We greatly appreciate it.
No, it's been great. We're hoping to just increase awareness of the posse and what we do.
Absolutely. Wonderful. Well, you're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at KQNA.com. We'll be right back.
Load up the RV and hit the road. To the repair shop? Doesn't sound like a fun trip. Instead, let High Country Rec V Center come to you with mobile service. Time for an upgrade? High Country Rec V Center has the largest inventory of RV appliances in the Quad Cities. And they're an authorized service center for standard and extended warranty work for all your major RV appliances. To schedule service, just call 928-772-8231 or online at highcountryrvcenter.com.
This year we celebrate St. Patty's Day along with Prescott Brewing Company's 27th anniversary here in downtown Prescott. Come on in and have an early bird St. Patty's Day platter of corned beef, cabbage, red potatoes, and carrots on Monday, March 15th. That's a couple of days early as we also release our once-a-year batch of Defiance Imperial Red Ale, served in a Belgian-style tulip glass. We only brew it once a year, so get it while you can. At Prescott Brewing Company, see you then on Monday, March 15th.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reprographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reprographics today.
Look at that, Max. Springtime in the air. We haven't gone anywhere since the holidays.
how about you and I take a little road trip this weekend? You know, windows down, just follow the sunshine. Or we could leave right now.
Take the keys and take to the road in a new 2021 Forester, the SUV for all you love anywhere you go. During Findlay Subaru Prescott's A Lot to Love sales event, Forester comes with 0% APR or lease for only $229 a month.
When I said windows down, I meant that I would roll them down. You are just so pleased with yourself, aren't you?
Findlay Subaru Prescott. And online at FindlaySubaruPrescott.com. Doing our part every day to give back to the community and make the world a better place. Offers on approved credit through 3/31/21. Lease standard Forester trim code MFB-01 for 36 months. 10,000 miles per year. $2,489 at lease signing. Zero security deposit.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Once again, here's your host for today's show, Sherry Heine.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. And my goodness, it's beautiful to live here in Prescott. It is everybody's hometown. And I just love how everyone cares for each other in this town.
It's very much a community, and it really is, just like you said, Sherry, it is everybody's hometown.
It is. Well, you've got some exciting things to share, speaking of everyone's hometown.
We have some really exciting things going on right now. Findlay Automotive Group here in town has graciously given us a 2021 Buick Encore that you can win for only $10. And the drawing for that is going to be this Friday, March 12th. So you need to get down to the Chamber of Commerce office, where they're 9 to 5, Monday through Friday. I guess this week, tomorrow is your last day.
Yeah.
So you got to be there, got to be at the office before 5 o'clock tomorrow to get into this drawing. Or you can get on our website at www.prescott.org. There's a little box in there, real easy to click, and $10 a ticket. How can you go wrong? And it supports our courthouse lighting.
Yeah.
For 2021.
Absolutely. The courthouse lighting is self-funded. It's by businesses, and the Findlay Automotive Group wanted to really take the stress off the businesses. So this is on all of us. We can all participate. And like you said, it's only $10 a ticket. Mm-hmm. So please, the drawing is March 12th, Friday at 3 p.m. at the Findlay store. So you can even come on down to the Findlay store and pick out your car.
There you go.
So I also want to just talk about shopping locally. We want to continue to remind everybody that it's so important for all of us to be shopping locally. And now we have a Chow Time local delivery service available to help with those businesses.
Yeah.
But, you know, it is so important for our economy. And, you know, we're still in a pandemic. And our businesses really need all of us to step up and shop locally and support these businesses. Many of them have had to pivot to do business. And so just get on Prescott.org and you can learn more about what businesses and where to shop and all that fun stuff.
Mm-hmm. And another great program that we have with the Chamber of Commerce to do just that is we have gift certificates available at the Chamber of Commerce for $10, $15, and $25 denominations. And all the businesses that you are supporting by bringing those gift certificates to are our local businesses.
Absolutely. And we just recently had some donors donate money to buy gift certificates to gift to firefighters.
Yeah, that was a great program.
So it's a great gift idea, too. And then dollars stay locally, and you can gift someone locally. It's a two-for-one.
Yep, it's a win-win.
It is. Well, we thank you for listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA, 1130 AM and 99.9 FM in Prescott. 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, and streaming live worldwide at kqna.com. We'll be back in a couple weeks.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQNA. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reber Graphics, Cottonwood Area Transit, High Country Rec Fee Center, Barrett Propane, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Augie's, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, Cliff Castle Casino, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQNA, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 in Prescott, and 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQNA.